Whatever the shortcomings of the election, Paul Gobel, director of research and publications at the Azerbaijan Diplomatic Academy in Baku, says President Aliyev enjoys enormous popularity in his own country.
Even if there had been a fully free election with all of the major political parties taking part, in my view, Ilham Aliyev would have been reelected, not with the percentage he received, but with a significant majority.
Mr. Aliyev's election victory cemented his family's long grip on power in Azerbaijan. He was elected in 2003 following the death of his father, Haider Aliyev, who himself dominated politics in the country for 30 years. Mr. Gobel says that stability has been an important factor in one of the most dangerous and unstable parts of the world. A key reason is Azerbaijan's strategic position on the pipeline, carrying crude oil from the Caspian Sea through Georgia and Turkey.
Azerbaijan sits at a unique juncture of a north-south and east-west axes of influence. Azerbaijan almost has to pursue, as President Ilham Aliyev has said, a balanced foreign policy, one that balances Iran versus Russia, balances eastern interests of Central Asia and the West, Turkey and Europe and the United States. So what you see is, with regard to pipelines, the Georgian War demonstrated that the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline is not absolutely secure.
Georgian journalist and political analyst Gia Abashidze in Tbilisi agrees, noting that the war with Russia in August made the issue of energy supplies in the Caucasus abundantly clear to everyone.
According to the latest reports, this pipeline is not working at its full pre-war capacity. It's not clear right now when it will resume its full capacity. It is concerned not only with the world economic crisis, but also with the aftermath of the Georgian-Russian war. As you know, there are still Russian troops on Georgian soil, and investors are still reluctant to restart this pipeline at its full capacity.
Nonetheless, Gia Abashidze says the Georgian leadership sees Azerbaijani President Aliyev's re-election in a positive light.
Everybody remembers how Azerbaijan helped Georgia in the recent years when we had this energy crisis, when the Russians cut off gas and energy supplies. So we expect here in Tbilisi that there will be a continuation and another chapter in Azeri-friendly neighbor relations.
However, relations between Baku and Yerevan are fraught with tension because of a long-standing struggle between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. According to Paul Gobel, Moscow has not played a very helpful role there, despite the new Russian president's recent overtures to both sides.
The reality is that the Russian government has not wanted an agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan. When there was one close in prospect, the Russian government intervened to make that impossible. Now, President Dmitry Medvedev has invited both the presidents of Azerbaijan and of Armenia to come to Moscow to negotiate, which is on the one hand a way of demonstrating Russia's preeminent position vis-a-vis the other Minsk group countries. If Moscow decides that it's in its greater interest to back Azerbaijan, there's possibility of movement, but clearly its geopolitical calculations in the Southern Caucasus have changed.
Emil Sinamian, Washington editor of the Armenian Reporter, agrees with Paul Gobel that the Kremlin might have ulterior motives in Sunday's meetings.
I think the brokering of talks do not necessarily aim at resolution and agreement. In this case, the Russian government is trying to continue with the initiative it has captured after the events in Georgia. This is an attempt by Russia to recapture the dominance they used to have in the region. The Armenian president, Serzh Sarkisyan, was making comments about potential progress being made in those talks. And one point that he made was that after Georgia's failed attack on South Ossetia, Azerbaijan will think twice about using military options in Karabakh, which makes progress towards the peace deal more likely.
According to Paul Gobel, Azerbaijan is critically important to Washington as well as to Moscow.
First, there is the interest of access to oil and gas. The second is a strategic interest. So I think we have to think very hard about how we're going to make sure that Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia understand that the east-west line is far more important and far more beneficial to them. The third, of course, as has happened frequently in American history, we have often sacrificed democracy in the name of either geostrategic interests or in terms of economic interests.
Paul Gobel says he hopes there will be renewed recognition that progress toward democracy, not only in Azerbaijan but also in Georgia and Armenia, would be not just a neglected third element, but an equal part of U.S. policy in the region. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.